About 72 teachers and 714 students have benefited from a day's workshop on child protection policy. The workshop was organized by the Catholic Diocese under the auspices of the Most Right Reverend Bishop Alfred Ajenta of Navrongo Bolgatanga. Right Reverend Bishop Ajenta is noted among the Catholic bishops as the first to organize the child protection policy workshop in the country. It was organized at the St. John's Integrated Senior High Technical School in Navrongo, the Kasinanankana district of the Upper East Region. The aim of the workshop was to educate the teachers about the child protection policy document, why they are being educated about it, and the benefit the teachers, parents, students, community, and the nation at large stand to gain from the policy. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the regional manager, Catholic Education Unit of Navrongo Bolgatanga Diocese, Reverend Sister Bernardine Pemi, said the child protection policy is generally about the management of children, provision of safe learning environment for them while in school, and how these management skills can be adapted at homes and in communities by the teachers, parents and guardians.
How they can extend that to their homes, give time to their children, provide safe environment, know who is with the child, who is taking care of the child before you leave home in the morning, what should you provide for your children, because if the children are well taken care of at home, when they come to school, it will affect the way they behave. But when there is negligence on the part of the parents, and especially most of the educated people now, they spend most of their time in the office, and then they leave the children under the care of the housekeeper, who in turn abuses the child or trains the child according to their own likeness. Then when the child grows up and behaves contrary to what the parents expect, they now say that they have done all their best for the child, but the child doesn't take after them. That if they have this kind of love and attention for their children at home, automatically it will affect them when they come to school. They will extend that same love and concern to the children. So they will mind the language they use in class for the child, because they are teaching the children in class and then they ask questions. There are some of the children that are so timid, they can't respond to the question, not because they don't know, but because at home they have been told to keep quiet when an adult is speaking. So there's no way they will speak when the teacher is speaking, because the teacher is an image of an adult and the teacher is not aware of that. So they are not having time to coax that child to bring out the potentials in the child. They rather act by giving them name. Oh, you have been talking since morning, I asked you a question, you cannot answer. And sometimes some of the children are courageous enough to lift their hands and they answer. And because the answer is wrong, the way the teacher will take it, stupid. All this while I've been spending this time with you in the classroom means that you cannot even recall anything I've taught you. So that compounds their problem.
She disclosed that some of the teachers at times are abusers themselves, citing caning as a correctional measure and sexual abuse by some teachers. She also proposed that teachers should also keep an eye on students in the companies of volunteers. This is because some volunteers are child abusers in their respective countries and can take advantage of the school activities such as excursion and sightseeing to abuse the children. Sister Pemi indicated that the core mandate of the policy create a conducive atmosphere for learning. She spoke on teacher-student relationship and its rippling effects.
I have a lot of photos of school children who have been abused by their teachers sexually. I told them as a teacher, we have saying that we rear the fowls but we don't eat them. So when they are in the school and they begin to relate to the children carnally, making them their bedmates, there's no way that child come to class and learn. After all, you the teacher, you are going to beg me in the night. So why should I perform? Whether I study or not, you give me the scores. And the children are not aware that teacher is not going to mark their exams during WAEC. So they depend on the teacher who continuously promote them and push them forward. And when they come to the WAEC, they have been getting 80%, 75% A and B's in the school and the WAEC F9. Why? Because the teacher have made them so dependent on themselves through their abuse. And the child cannot resist because the child is dependent on that teacher. I say, well, if I refuse, the teacher will not give me scores. On the other hand, it's a prestige for me as a student to have my master as my boyfriend or my bedmate. So that was it. After that, I expressed some questions. I gave them life experiences of cases we are handling, and some that have led, say, two of the people that we handled their case, they were not Ghanaians, and they have been encouraged to leave because they had that encounter. I made them aware that some of the volunteers who come here, white people who come and they say they are giving us voluntary services, they need to be very, very watchful of them because they are abusers at home.
On the part of the students, three facilitators from the diocese, Reverend Father Tommy Hayden with the Presentation Brothers at Lore, Congo, a retired educationist of Sandama Senior High Technical School, Patricia Yezura, and the program head of social welfare, James Agambila, interacted with them. They showed them pictures with various forms of the abuses to identify in case any of such abuses and encourage the students to identify such cases, how each abuse is meted out to them, and the various channels via which they can report to the appropriate authority. Most importantly, the children were taken through the Child Rights Act, Act 560 of 1998, and the Juvenile Justice Act 2003, Act 653. Reverend Father Tommy Hayden, member of the St. Patrick Missionary Society, advised the students to study hard and that it was the responsibility of the church to guide and protect them to become good future leaders. From the St. John's Integrated Senior High Technical School in Navrongo, the Kasana-Nankana District of the Upper East Region, I am Emmanuel Akaiti reporting for Ghana Today.